In this episode, we hear from Hazel. Hazel is an access champion in Peterborough, and she talks about the importance of access for all and the awareness that still needs to be built. Search us on Instagram, the_multischools_council. So Hazel, what is Peterborough like and what kind of things are you involved in?
Okay, so Peterborough for me it's just like a big things that I'm involved in is Access Champions and travel training and Health Watch as well.
So I know a bit about a few of those things, but Access Champions, I don't know that much. So can you tell us a bit about what Access Champions are?
So literally we're looking around Peterborough for people who have different disabilities.
Yeah.
And we're sort of making sure that they've got really good access to things, what they need. And if they need help, we've got like a red cord.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, if they need help, they pull that and then we can go and help them out.
Brilliant. Yeah. And so you help, you know, identify or find out who might need that kind of support. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant. That sounds really good. Has Access Champions, has it helped you at all in any way, Hazel?
Oh my God. Yeah, it really has. I've found it really good. We sort of look on like different ways that people can get to places.
Yeah.
If there's ramps or if people can't use stairs, so we sort of help them just to get to where they need to be.
Good.
So it's done a lot for me.
I know working in Essex, we've worked with some young people who access is not always easy for them. And, you know, some places aren't always set up for like wheelchairs or if someone's visually impaired. So it sounds like you're doing some great work, Hazel.
Yeah, we really are. We're doing so much.
Yeah, no, that's really, really good. And so obviously why we do these podcasts is we talk about our differences so that we can help people understand. Why is it important that we talk about our differences, do you think, Hazel?
It's obviously quite important, really, for different disabilities and other things. So it's really, really important.
We know from speaking with some people in schools that it's not always spoken about in schools.
No, it's not. But I think it's quite important that they should.
Yeah. Yeah. And what are your own experiences of school, Hazel? I mean, how was school for you?
Well, I've had quite bad experience around for schools, like the ones I've been in.
Okay.
I know I've got like a disability for myself, but I don't really show it.
Okay.
Because some people sort of thought that I obviously, you know, look healthy and without worry at all. But I have one, but I need help with other things like that.
Yeah. And I think sometimes, again, from speaking with other young people, they say that can be the problem, that because someone can't see something, they don't think it's there.
No, they can't. But I think the way we do that is to sort of like guide them through, just to know what they feel. But they can't see it, but they have to feel, don't they?
Only talk about what you feel comfortable about, Hazel. But you mentioned maybe school wasn't so great. Was there any main reasons why it wasn't such a good experience?
Felt like there's some schools don't have like some areas where people can't be.
Okay.
Because obviously there's only like quite a lot of stairs and people sort of need help to use like an elevator or anything like that, but there wasn't really like a lot going around.
Okay. So it was more, it comes back to the access again, like being able to
it does
and,
yeah
yeah
but you know, it is really important to help them like that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So in your mind, Hazel, do you think, you know, every school should have the right access for whoever, doesn't matter what disability they have, they should have the right access for that?
Yeah, they really should. Yeah. It's so important for people.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So obviously that's school, and then have you gone on to college since?
I went from school and then up to Brook Street.
Okay, and what was college like compared to school?
Oh, blimey. School is obviously sort of like a big building and a lot of students, and it's like not a lot of movement. And then with college, they help with people like, you know, sort of people who don't like see or hear or have different things that they can't do. So it's a big change.
Yeah, so it's a lot bigger. And is there more support at the college, would you say?
There is a lot, but we get the member staff just to help them around, and we help as well.
Yeah, no, good. So you help. So do you think, you know, some of the best help sometimes are from people your own age, so like your friends and people like that?
Yeah, we've obviously done quite a lot.
Yeah, no, that's good. So thinking about the future, first of all, for you, Hazel, what kind of things do you want to do in the future?
I haven't got there like for myself at the minute.
Yeah.
But the future with the access.
Yeah.
We've been planning to do coffee shop after dark.
Okay.
And we've also been doing a lot of training to do Snowdon and the Three Peaks.
Oh wow, fantastic. Well, there's two great things to talk about then. So first of all, the coffee shop after dark, what's that all about?
Like ages between 14 and 17, looking like for people who sort of don't normally go to club, well, sort of people looking for clubs and kind of things like that.
Brilliant.
So we sort of help them just to be out and a bit more. So I have trouble with my own wording and things like that. So
that's fine. Yeah.
What I'm trying to talk about.
That's fine, Hazel. You explained it really well. And actually, for people that are listening, I'm sure they'll take from it what you're saying. So it's great. You mentioned about the Three Peaks challenge. Can you tell us a bit about, you know, what you're going to be doing there and why you're doing that as well?
We're doing the Three Peaks next year. Going to do a lot of training for that.
Yeah, of course.
So it's going to be a lot of fun, but I'm looking forward to it big time. Because, we've done Snowdon.
Wow.
In really bad weathers. But with the Three Peaks, it's going to be really fun.
Yeah, I'm sure. And why are you doing this, Hazel? Some people might think, cool, that's crazy. Like, that's so hard. Why are you doing it, Hazel?
We're doing it just to raise money for the access.
Brilliant. So then hopefully you and the other access champions can do more to support other young people who may need that support. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we help them. So they've got a lot of support around.
No. I've only got kind of one more question, Hazel.
That's
so
fine. You can have like, you know, another two questions. I'm kind of used to this kind of video chat things. So.
Yeah, I know it's strange, isn't it, getting used to. I've thought of one more after that then as well, because of what
you
said.
That's fine. Yeah. Absolutely
fine. So the first thing, Hazel, is you said at the moment you yourself, you don't know what you want to do in the future, maybe,
no,
as much.
No, and I haven't got that far yet. So
yeah,
I'm struggling on that one at the minute.
And I think that's absolutely, like, I remember myself not really having a clue what I wanted to do for a long time.
It is difficult to do that.
When you do, you know, finally find what you want to do or think about it, Hazel, do you think the workplace understands access, or do you think they might, people in work still need to do a bit more to understand?
I think they might probably do a little bit more so they understand what's going on.
Yeah, from speaking to some children in Essex, they really worry about getting jobs because they think that they won't understand their autism or their disabilities.
No.
You know,
with jobs, I think that it's really important for them to understand.
And this is quite a big question. So again, if you don't know the answer to this, don't worry. But how is that going to change then? How are we going to change it so that, you know, there is more chance of young people getting jobs, no matter if they've got a disability or not? How do we change it?
So there's training and the awareness one as well.
Absolutely. So training and making them more aware is, I think, it's a really good first step. And hopefully that's, you know, stuff that's planned in Peterborough. I know in Essex, that's something that they're looking at as well. So
yeah,
it's good to hear that, you know, there's similar plans. So it is my final question now. We mentioned about doing this is slightly strange, but you're having to do it more. How have you been finding lockdown and keeping yourself busy with that?
It's a bit complicated with some people, but I know we have to try and talk about it and other things like that. But I try not to think about it because sometimes I get like a lot of stressed out and things like this. But all I'm doing at the minute is doing a lot of access work and doing a lot of things at home, really. So just to try and keep myself busy.
Yeah. That's a lovely answer, Hazel. And it's great because some young people prefer to be busy and doing stuff like yourself. Other young people decide to, you know, take a break. And I think it's whatever works for you is the best thing. So, Hazel.
Yeah, it is. But I know some people do find it like really kind of bored and all fed up with it. But I think it's just to keep busy and trying to be out because obviously it's like really nice outside at the minute.
Yeah, we've been very lucky with the weather, absolutely. So
yeah, we have.
As I'm talking to you now, Hazel, obviously we are still in lockdown. This is going to get released as season two, and hopefully we might be a bit further ahead. So
yeah.
You know, talk a bit more about Peterborough maybe in the future with some of your friends and even yourself again. So
yeah, so, I think it's sort of a good thing just to talk about different areas and things like that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Hazel, and look after yourself.
Yeah, will do. You too.
Thank you.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's start today.